It just finished up a moment ago. It was Burlington Notre Dame defeating Central Lyons 78-60. Ended up being the final score. It was a very close game until they headed to the fourth quarter, and Burlington Notre Dame went on a nice run there in the fourth quarter to pick up the victory. And of course, they are the defending state champions in Class 1A, and they'll take on a team they faced in the title game last year. New El Fondo was a winner over Colonesco this morning in the first game of the tournament, 70-42. New El Fondo picks up that victory, so New El Fondo and Burlington Notre Dame will meet in the semifinals coming up on Wednesday night. That'll be the last game of the evening on Wednesday at 8:30 for that matchup. So now we move on to the third quarterfinal 1A game of the day here between Exira EHK and Bedford. Taking a look here at the starting lineups here for you for these two teams. For the Bedford Bulldogs, here's how they'll line things up for their head coach, Kenny Wee. They're 19-4 overall, and here's their lineup. Number 11, Emily Wee, the 5'6 junior. Number 13, Callan Bond, the 5'8 junior. Also number 21, Fallon Beamer, the 5'6 junior. Number 23, Mackenzie Jackson, the 5'8 junior. And number 25, Callie Calfee, the 5'9 junior, the starting lineup for the Bedford Bulldogs.
Yeah, Bedford, a team that comes in depending largely on their key three players. They have, or their key two players, rather. They have two players that lead them in scoring, and Callie Calfee and Fallon Beamer, both averaging about 17, 18 points a game. And they're both strong players. This is going to be an interesting tournament. It's almost like two different tournaments. The top half of the bracket, the two games we just saw earlier today, look to be very strong in one way. Both those teams seem to be strong, especially crashing to the basket, going down low. And when you look at some of these teams in the bottom half of this 1A bracket, so these might be teams that might try to loosen things up a little bit more from the outside. But that three-point line becoming more and more of a thing in basketball over time, and a lot of teams run their offense around it, and even small people can become big people inside if you loosen it up with those threes.
And the Spartans have a couple of players that can get hot from the outside, and we'll see how it plays out here for them today. But here's how their starting lineup will set up for head coach Tom Peterson, and they're undefeated on the year at 24-0 and second ranked in the state. Here's their starting lineup. Number 12, Rachel Smith, the 5'10 senior. Number 20, Maggie Rasmussen, a 5'7 sophomore. Number 22, Mara Burmeister, a 5'7 sophomore. Number 32, Rose Anderson, a 5'6 junior. And number 40, Sophia Peppers, the 5'11 freshman. That's your starting lineup here for the Spartans. And, of course, Rachel Smith, that real floor leader out there for Exira EHK. But as I mentioned, they've got some other players that can get going. And Maggie Rasmussen, Mara Burmeister, there are a couple of players that can get going from the outside for the Spartans.
Yeah, they're very much a team that can loosen it up from the outside, and they do have a key three, and their leading scorer, Rachel Smith, has been a very solid player for them. Of course, she's Coach Tom Peterson's niece, so she's been dealing with Coach Peterson for a very long time. And then you've got Mara Burmeister and Sophia Peppers, the youth, a sophomore and a freshman, who've been helping to lead the way as well. One outside, one inside. Rose Anderson can fill it up. Maggie Rasmussen averages just under 10 points. They've got a lot of weapons out there on that basketball team, but it's not a kind of team that's going to beat you from the inside primarily. They do it with ball movement and hitting the outside shots.
And that pressure defense, and they'll employ that here today, trying to turn Bedford over here in this contest. We'll be ready for tip-off in just a moment. We'll take one quick 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
When you're looking for a great new gift idea for your loved ones, head to Family Vision Center in Atlantic. They carry brand-name sunglasses like Oakley, Serengeti, Olay, Wiley X, and many more that would make great gifts. If you're not sure of the style they'd like, Family Vision Center has gift certificates available. They can use the gift certificates for all their eye care needs, including eye exams, prescription glasses, and sunglasses, too. Stop into Family Vision Center in downtown Atlantic for great gift options for all occasions.
And welcome back here to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines as we head into tip-off here for this Class 1A quarterfinal matchup, Exira EHK and Bedford. I mentioned the other two games that already happened here today. There is one more quarterfinal matchup right after this one. That'll be Fremont Mills in the state tournament for the first time in 50 years. They'll take on Springville. That'll be set to tip-off at around 3:15. And we're just about right on time here for tip-off of this one. And the tap's going to be controlled here by the Spartans as Peppers wins the tip. And the Spartans have it. They'll kick in the left corner for a three from Rachel Smith. And she hits it right off the bat to get things started right for the Spartans as they lead it early 3-0. Bedford now up the floor. They're going to throw it away. And Rachel Smith stole it, but then she ended up right on the sideline. So it'll turn back over here to Bedford. They called her for over and back. She couldn't quite corral that one.
Yeah, steals are good, but it's tough when you're right on that center court line and you go over and come back again.
So 3-0 Spartans here after opening three from Rachel Smith. Bedford now into the front court here for the first time. They'll lob it here into the corner. It's into the hands of Weed. Now they'll skip it across. Driving inside the lane, a little bit out of control, losing the handle on the basketball and getting called for the double dribble that time is Calfee.
Yeah, good luck trying to drive in through the lane. There's going to be a lot of hands in there through traffic.
Callie Calfee, of course, one of those leaders for the Bulldogs, and she turns it over there. Spartans able to break some pressure here as they get it up ahead to Peppers. Now to Rachel Smith. She drives inside. The kick out. Rasmussen for a three ball. That's off the mark. Rebound, though, by Rose Anderson, and her putback is up and good. Anderson the bucket. It's 5-0 Exira EHK. Nice start for the Spartans. Bedford now breaking pressure out in front of the pack, but then they turn it over. They had it out to Beamer, but then she just tried to throw it across the lane and lost the handle on it. Burmeister, a nice tap to get that steal. So the Spartans now have the basketball. Burmeister has it on the left wing. She'll dump it back up top to Rachel Smith. Bedford settled into a zone. Lob back on the backside. Spartans love to run that play. They got it to Burmeister down there. She missed the shot, got it back, and missed the putback again. And then Bedford gets the rebound, and now a foul going to be whistled as Sophia Peppers reached in, and she's going to pick up the first foul of the game.
I don't have to tell you how badly coaches hate those fouls. You're the last player as you're starting to head up the floor after the ball comes the other direction and you foul 80 feet away from the basket.
Yeah, and nobody's going to score from there. And unfortunately, Peppers picks up that quick early foul. Right side here, Beamer tries to work it in the corner, almost lost it. Now they get it down inside, working her way as Calfee to the hoop. Missed the lay-in try, the rebound to Peppers. Off to Rachel Smith. She crosses over and dumps it off here to Peppers, who will fire it over across to Rasmussen. Just saved it as almost went out of bounds. Back up top now, Rachel Smith. Smith will kick it in the corner here for Burmeister. She'll try a three. That's off the mark, a little too strong. Rebound Peppers, though. Kick back out to Smith. Right side again here to Burmeister. Burmeister back up front into the hands of Rachel Smith, and they'll set it up. Bedford in a 3-2 zone, shifting side to side. And now they're going to skip it across here in the pass over to Burmeister. She drives in through traffic, lost the handle on it. They're going to call a jump ball, and it will be Bedford basketball on the arrow. Hands up in the air there, caught the basketball as she tried to drive through traffic. First substitution here, and Kennedy Madsen will come in. Peppers is going to check out here for the Spartans. Spartans are wearing their white uniforms with the maroon lettering and black and maroon trim. Inbound pass for Bedford. They're wearing their dark blue uniforms, the navy blue with the white lettering and white trim. Bedford across the chest. Bulldogs out top with it. They'll skip it across into the hands here of Jackson. Mackenzie Jackson's going to pull up for a three, and she rattles that home. Jackson the triple, and it's now 5-3. First points of the game for Bedford. Now Rasmussen throws it up ahead to Burmeister in transition. Shot blocked out of her hands and stolen away by Beamer. Beamer will bring it up the floor. Behind the back dribble. Now fires it off into Weed, who lost it. It's loose on the floor, stolen by Burmeister, and then she's tied up by Weed, and it'll be the arrow belonging to the Spartans.
Well, I tell you what, the Spartans have to feel a little bit snake-bitten here. They probably should have a much larger lead than 5-3 right now, as much time as that ball is spent in their front court. Bedford, on the other hand, has to feel pretty good right now, as poorly as they've played offensively. They'd just be down two.
Burmeister checks out. Sadie Schultes checks in here for Exira EHK. Here's Rasmussen. They'll work it up top now into the hands of Rachel Smith. Her shot is missed. Rebound fought for. Madsen able to rip it away. It's loose. Picked up and tossed over to Rasmussen on the other side of the lane, and she gets the lay-in. Nice hustle that time to keep the ball alive by the Spartans. It was Schultes that scooped it off the floor.
You better hang on to the ball tight because everybody's ripping at it right now.
Up ahead to Beamer now here for Bedford, and she's going to get fouled trying to go to the hoop by Kennedy Madsen, who stepped in front. And Madsen will pick up her first foul. Second foul here against Exira EHK. Up at the free throw line now, Fallon Beamer, the 5'6 junior, will head to the stripe. Beamer lined up and ready to go. First one is on the way and short. Substitution again here for the Spartans. Peppers back in. Rasmussen comes out this time. Quite a bit of substituting already here for the Spartans. None so far yet for Bedford. Second free throw by Beamer. This one's good. She makes one out of two, and it's now a close ball game here at 7-4. Three-point game. Up ahead, lobbed in the right corner. Madsen lost a look down inside. She was down looking inside, and it got stolen away. She tried to hang in the air as long as she could to get the pass off, but it's taken away and then thrown off the Spartans out of bounds as they got stuck in trouble, so Bedford will keep it. They'll inbound and walk it up the floor here. Calfee going to bring it up the floor this time. She'll throw it over to Jackson. Jackson, skip across. Up top here to Weed. Now back over to Jackson. Jackson down in the corner. The bounce pass there to Bond. Back out top. Here's Weed. Now the high post to Calfee. Right side. It's Bond for the jumper. No good. Rebound by Beamer, but she's going to get called for the foul coming over the top of Anderson. And it'll go the other way here to the Spartans.
Good strong block out inside. Everybody's going to be active. You better block out underneath.
Inbound will come underneath the hoop here, and pressure put on again by the Bulldogs. They've been putting on the full court pressure, just like the Spartans will in this game. Spartans haven't really settled into it all the time. They'll do it on makes. Up the floor and almost a steal. They try to cross-court skip pass, and it's knocked away for a moment by Beamer, but it'll go out of bounds. It'll stay with Xyra EHK. Anderson will inbound, and Smith will have it up front. Now back into the corner to Anderson. Back up top to Smith. Off of her fingertips for a moment, she tracks it down. Now a couple of dribbles. Back to Anderson, right side. Into the corner to Peppers. Peppers back out front. Smith, pump fakes. Now she'll drive kick. Peppers going baseline all the way in towards the hoop. Blocked out of her hands and goes out of bounds. It's going to stay, though, with Xyra EHK. Seen a lot of that already here in this game. Ball down low beneath the waistline, or near the waistline. It's going to get swatted at. Inbound, they get it in the corner. Rachel Smith, she pump fakes and steps in for a closer jumper. Missed it. Rebound Jackson, and here comes the run out for Bedford the other way. Jackson, a nice defense by Anderson, got in front of her, and Jackson just lost the handle on it. Stolen away by the Spartans. They get it back up the floor right side. Down low to Madsen, who's posting. She forces one up. No good. Rebound. Peppers fighting for it. Gets it back. The shot good and the foul. She'll have a chance at a three-point play. Nice hustle by Sophia Peppers to get the bucket here for the Spartans. And that foul going to be whistled against... Whistle that one against Bond. Substitution now here for Bedford as well. They're going to bring in a new face. Palenstream, the 5'9 junior. Shot up and good that time there by Peppers, so she's able to complete the three-point play. Back the other direction now for the Bulldogs. Calfee on the outside. We'll skip it back up top here to Jackson. Jackson guarded closely by Burmeister. Swatted away on her pass. Stolen. Into the hands here of the freshman, Keely Nelson, who just checked in for Xyra EHK. They try to run the floor through it baseline, and Burmeister couldn't save it before it goes out of bounds, so they'll give it back to the Bulldogs.
Yeah, Peppers tried to grab and gun a quick baseball pass up the floor, beat the defense, but it was just a little too aggressive.
Peppers comes back out. Rasmussen back in here for the Spartans. And now Calfee will bring it up the floor here for Bedford. 2:51 to go here in this first quarter. Third game of the day here in Class 1A at Wells Fargo Arena. Skip up top now here, and Calfee's going to pull the trigger on a three. That's too strong. Rebound underneath, and the putback is missed by Stream, and then the rebound taken down by Madsen. Madsen off to Anderson, who almost lost it. She's able to get it back somehow and got it over to Madsen, and now back to Anderson up top. Anderson out front. She'll kick it in the corner here to Nelson. Keely Nelson, the skip pass over to Rasmussen. She'll fire a three. It's off the mark. Rebound batted around. It's loose on the floor still. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. And last touched by Madsen, so it'll be Bulldog basketball. Bedford will have it here. It's a 10-4 lead for Xyra EHK. 2:15 to go first quarter. Rachel Smith back in after a quick breather. Anderson will come out. Bulldogs will walk it up the floor here as Xyra EHK settles back into the half-court defense. Still running that kind of three, almost a diamond and one in the middle for Xyra EHK. Now the ball can be thrown away here on this near side. They try to work it over to Beamer, and she ended up on the sideline.
Yeah, just boxed in the corner and then tried to move up the sideline, dribbled it out of bounds. Both these teams very active on defense.
Anderson right back in. Nelson will come back out. A lot of substituting here for the Spartans early on.
I was going to say, both these teams like to pressure full court, three-quarters court, trap at center court, so you're going to see a lot of active hands.
Right side, they get it to Burmeister. She put one up that was tipped, I believe, and went well short. Taken away by Bedford. Crossover now up the floor, and they'll hand it up top. A new face in there, Ashlyn Spencer for Bedford has it out front. Spencer will dump it inside here to Stream. She forces a shot up, missed it too strong. Rebound on the other side, picked up by Anderson. Up the floor now into the hands of Rachel Smith. She'll hand it off to Anderson, and Smith will head to the high post. They stack things at the high post with Smith and Madsen. Now the right in the corner, they get it to Burmeister. She had it knocked away, got it back. Back outside, they'll work it around the horn. Here's Smith. She'll step back for a three. Too strong. Rebound on the other side, picked up by Burmeister. Another crack at it here for the Spartans. Back up top, Anderson. Into the corner, Burmeister. Loads up a three, and they say no, she traveled first. They'll turn it back over here to Bedford. Still 10-4 with 1:05 to go in the first quarter. Schultes back in, and you can see that Coach Peterson trying to keep everybody fresh. He's just rotating in and out. Pepper's also back in there, and she'll run the top of the defensive front here for the Spartans. Drive in by Calfee, dumped it off to Stream. Back outside. Beamer, a long three, no good. Rebound loose, picked up by Rachel Smith. Smith will dribble out of pressure up the floor, fire it up ahead to Schultes. Back to Smith. She'll cross over, go down the left side of the lane. Down to Madsen on the baseline. Back outside they go. Skip pass across. Anderson, she'll fire a three. No good. Rebound. Bought for, taken by Madsen, and her putback is good. Kennedy Madsen just able to grab that one and put it back home. 12-4 Spartans. Here's a drive by Calfee for Bedford, and she double dribbled. Lost possession of it. Got it back and put it back down with both hands.
That's exactly what we said. Just too many hands. Everybody slapping at the basketball. That's a lot of traffic to dribble through.
Anderson will inbound here for Exira EHK, and Rachel Smith will run the point again. Down to 22 seconds to go here in the quarter. Right side, skipped across. Here's Peppers. Peppers way on the outside as they spread the floor in the four corners here. Rachel Smith out top. She'll kick it in the far corner to Anderson. Back up to Smith. Back over to Schultes now, left wing. Skip across Rachel Smith. They try to screen for her. Long shot is short. Partially tipped, and it's going to be the end of the quarter. 12-4, Exira EHK with the lead here after one. Back in a moment, you're listening to High School Basketball on KJN.
No matter what you participate in, whether in sports or other activities, coming out on top is quite an accomplishment. It should be rewarded with quality awards from Anita Engraving. For over 30 years, Anita Engraving has been supplying area schools and organizations with trophies and plaques, all uniquely designed to your specifications. To place your order, call 1-800-659-4933. That's 1-800-659-4933. Anita Engraving on Main Street in Anita, making champions feel special for over 30 years.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Des Moines as we continue our live coverage of the Girls State Basketball Championships here on KJAN. 16 points in total scored in the first quarter. Almost as many turnovers. We had 14 of those, 8 of them by Bedford. And we actually had more rebounds than points. We had 17 rebounds corralled in that first quarter. 12-4, Exira EHK with the lead. The offense hasn't been much. The defense has been pretty aggressive, however, here early on.
Yeah, very.
Bedford with the basketballs. We start this second quarter. They'll bring it to the front court immediately, work it here to the near corner. Spencer dumps it back out top. Quick stop, quick shot, up and good. Callie Calfee knocks down the two-point basket. It's a they gave her three.
Yeah, they gave her three.
Oh, I didn't think she was anywhere near that spot, but they gave her the three, so it's 12-7. Spartans break pressure up the floor. Peppers right side. Oh, and a shot good on the baseline. Sophia Peppers down the right side. She was looking for contact as she went to the basket. Up off the window and good. And the foul going to be whistled against Bedford. It's going to be Palin Stream. That's her first. Peppers with 5 points in the game. And it stays that way. She misses the free throw. Rebound by Bedford up the floor quickly. Come the Bulldogs on the run, spin to the rack, and a foul call as Callie Calfe was just bound and determined she was going to get all the way to the hole. And she'll get free throws, so she was fouled coming down the lane. That foul whistle against Mara Burmeister, that'll be her first.
And you can see the emphasis here early on in the second quarter for Calfe. Maybe she's just going to attempt to try to take over offensively here for Bedford.
Calfe misses the first free throw try. 14-7 our score right now for Bedford. Fresh face coming in off the bench. As Stream will go back to the bench, it's Sharissa Mogler into the contest. Second free throw by Calfe, also no good. The rebound fought for, knocked to the floor, and chased down by Rachel Smith for Xyra EHK. Peppers the long pass. She'll run it ahead to the front court into the far corner. Now the kick across is a little high, and they are able to save it. Nice job by Burmeister. Now Smith left side curls to Burmeister, left corner, 4-3, no good, long. Rebound, Peppers underneath, had it stripped away. Mogler came up with it. Mogler in the backcourt, and she just double dribbled. Mogler caught, nobody came to help her out back there. She'd already killed her dribble and then put it on the floor again.
You've seen a lot of those mistakes already here from Bedford. They're just not doing a good job of handling the basketball against pressure.
Spartans have it in the front court. Smith inbounds. Burmeister will bring it around on the corner. Left it goes to the corner. Now the lob down low. It's to Peppers. Her shot no good. She got bumped. The rebound put back up and good. That's Maggie Rasmussen inside. Smith inside to Peppers who couldn't go. But Rasmussen able to clean it up. And it's 16-7. Spartans now quickly back the other way. A jumper on the baseline is quickly good by Bond. She knocks one down here along this far baseline. And it's a 16-9 ball game. Spartans lead it. Out top, Smith again. Crossover into the lane, down into the paint. Jumper up and good with the one hand. Rachel Smith crossing through the lane. Little ball handling exhibition there as she gets inside for the short one-hander. 6.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's 18-9 Spartans. The offense getting a little better here in the second quarter. Lob across far side. Calfe with the basketball inside. Ball knocked away loose. And now they throw it away. And we've got a timeout asked for after the steal. Spartans will ask for a quick timeout. It's 18-9. Spartans with the lead. 6:14 to go in the first in the second quarter. Let's take a quick break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
CropLife magazine lists Agrium Retail in Colorado as the top agronomy retailer in the U.S. with 918 sites. Crop Production Services is the retail division of Agrium. Our staff is ready to assist you with your agronomy needs. We realize one size does not fit all, and we are available to customize your needs for seed, fertilizer, herbicides, and fungicides. Call Keith, Bruce, or Mike at 549-2473 in Brayton and see what number one can do for you.
Spartans inbound the basketball as we come back from the timeout. They get it ahead to Peppers, and she breaks the pressure up the floor. Now Burmeister up in the front court, turns and has the ball tied up. Ball will stay with the Spartans. Burmeister caught the pass. She turned to look forward and turned right into one of the Bulldogs who tied the ball up. Spartans will have it in the front court. Smith will inbound down low. Into the corner it goes. Anderson brings it around here to the near side and gives it right back to Rachel Smith, and she'll curl it on the dribble out top and set the offense. Now to the right side, Anderson. She's out off the circle. Out top it comes Madsen. Left side, Smith. Quickly down low for Peppers. On the left block, she struggled with the pass in traffic. And now we have a whistle and a double dribble violation whistle. Not sure where that came from necessarily. There were a lot of hands smacking at the basketball. Ball will turn back over to Bedford. Bulldogs up the floor. Calfe will run the offense as she'll get it up across the timeline. Stops right side, dumps it across, almost stolen. Beamer back to the right side. Calfe now into the corner. Jackson. They work it back out top. A long three try is off the mark. Beamer tried to fire one up from outside the NBA three-point arc, and that one came up wide right and out of bounds.
And both teams really haven't had any success on the outside. I mean, a couple of shots have gone down, but most of them have been off the mark. Neither team really heating up shooting-wise.
Basketball belongs again to this. Well, it did. The long pass up the floor is stolen away. Beamer has it into the front court. She'll turn right side with a right-hand shot. No good. And the ball saved on the baseline by Smith. Spartans have it. Burmeister up the floor. Long pass ahead. Right side Madsen running. One-hander off the glass. No good. Rebound hits the floor. It's picked up inside by Weed. And we have a whistle in the backcourt as Emily Weed tried to turn and run that ball up the floor in a hurry.
Yeah, Rachel Smith reaching in there. She's going to pick that one up.
That'll be the first on Smith. That's team foul number four against the Spartans. At 5:10 left to go in this first half as Bedford gets it across the timeline. Right side now, Beamer with it. Works on the arc. Now here into the corner to Calfee. Back to Beamer, and back out top it comes. They work the ball off the perimeter. Beamer, Calfee, right corner. Calfee off the dribble. Bounce feed for Beamer. She crosses over down the lane. Shot blocked and a foul call. A lot of control down the lane. Got lucky on that whistle because the ball was popping loose as she tried to lean in for the shot. They're going to hit Kennedy Madsen with her second foul. That'll send Fallon Beamer to the free throw line. Chance to shoot a couple here.
Yeah, it seems like every time Beamer's tried to do that, she's had a lot of trouble hanging on to possession of the basketball before she gets to the hoop.
And the free throw good by Beamer. Not been a stellar free throw shooting first half. They missed three out of their first four, but catch that one. Sadie Schultes has checked back in now for the Spartans. One more free throw try by Beamer, and that one is also good. She rattles them both home. She's got 3 points. And it's an 18-11 lead for the Spartans. Front court, now they work it across the timeline. Rasmussen surrounded out top, and now we have a foul call. Well, that's fortunate for the Spartans. Rasmussen picked up the dribble just across the half-court line, had absolutely nowhere to go. Mackenzie Jackson reaches in, picks up the foul. That's her first, team's fourth. Spartans again will inbound. Out top with it. Schultes to the right side. She'll take it back on the circle and dump it across. Now they go to the left corner, Burmeister with it. She'll work it back around, stop, turn, fire up a three. It's no good. Rebound, Peppers in the lane. And she tried to put it on the floor and had it stripped away. Beamer dribbled it right out from under. Now ahead, it's Calfee. Calfee comes left side with a dribble back to Beamer. She loads up a long three try that's no good. Rebound in the lane, hits the floor, and Peppers up with it. Burmeister kept it alive. Now ahead it goes to Anderson, to Peppers, and back across left side it goes. That was Rasmussen on the head fake and the quick jumper, no good. And now we're going to have a blocking foul whistled against Rasmussen after the shot attempt. She tried to cut off Calfee on that far side. That'll be number one on Rasmussen.
Yeah, it's another one of those frustration situations. Her shot got partially blocked on the offensive possession there, and then she just tries to get back in the way coming up the floor. But that far away, you don't want to step in front like that.
Smith checks back in for the Spartans as Burmeister goes to the bench. She might be a little shaken up. She hit the floor on that last rebound attempt on the defensive boards, and she's going to go shake that off for a bit. Calfee out top now for Bedford. 18-11. Exira EHK the lead. Out top now, Beamer right side. Beamer back up top to Calfee. Calfee top of the circle. Going to turn, spin, try to work her way backward into the lane, and a whistle from the far side.
Nice tough call there.
A whistle against the Spartans. That's Rose Anderson picking up her first. Calfee will go to the line. Calfee was trying to penetrate a little bit, but she was spinning and trying to back it off. As a free throw try is no good, but it hits the floor and it's picked up by the Bulldogs. Weed came away on the floor as the Spartans fought amongst themselves for the rebound. Out of the right side, Calfee. Into the high post it goes. Mogler back to Calfee. She'll load up a three. That's no good. Rebound inside. Tapped and kept alive underneath. Mogler, the shot no good as she tried to lean back and toss one up, and we got a foul called underneath. Mogler goes to the free throw line for the Bulldogs. And a whistle that against Sophia Peppers, and that'll be her second. Well, fouls could be an issue here as we continue to move forward.
Yeah, it's not so much just a couple of players have two, but it's two players that like to play inside for Exire EHK, so we'll keep an eye on that.
And Bedford continues to be less than stellar from the free throw line as Mogler misses the first. They're just 3 of 8 from the free throw line so far here early. A lot of wasted opportunities for the Bulldogs. One more here for Mogler, and that one is also no good. And the rebound taken by the Spartans. That's Burmeister who's checked back in. Smith with it backcourt. Both these teams pressuring in the backcourt. They break pressure. Schultes left side with it, way out high. Now to Smith. Smith steps up to the arc. Now drives into the lane. The step across, the short jumper up and good. Rachel Smith with that hop step across to the left. Jumps it up with the right hand. And it's 22-11. Been a while since we've seen points go up on that board. 3 minutes left to go in the first half. Bulldogs have it out top. Calfee picks up her dribble and almost threw it away. And it's going to stay with the Bulldogs as Schultes the last to touch it. She went to make a pass. I think the ball just slipped, and she just punched at it to try to knock it over there and almost punched it out of bounds. Bulldogs will keep. They inbound out top. Jackson with it right side. Goes to the corner. Mogler, the bounce feed inside, meant for Calfee, but it was behind her and stolen by Smith. Smith taps it over to a teammate. Anderson gives it right back to her. Now Anderson ahead to the front court. Pass taken off the floor in the front court by Schultes. Spartans have it. Right corner, Burmeister. Bounce pass is kicked, knocked away loose. Now it's grabbed there. Oh, nice job by Smith on the floor to knock that back out. Now they get it back to the corner, and the shot attempt is blocked. Down low it was tipped as Burmeister tried to fire one up. Bulldogs came away with it. Now we have a whistle in the backcourt.
Foul going to come the other way here for shots.
Schultes, I believe, picked up the foul. Oh, check that. It's going to be Rasmussen. Looked like he signaled 1 and 0 and said it was 2-0. For the Spartans, Keely Nelson's checked into the lineup now. At the line is Mogler for the 1-1, and she makes the front end. So she'll get one more try. One more coming here from Mogler. And the second try is no good. Dances off the rim. Smith the rebound. So it's 20-12. 2:20 left to play in this first half. Smith outside now as the Spartans will spread it out a little bit.
Almost an entirely guard lineup right now here for Xavier EHK.
They work it into the lane. Posting now as Smith, her pass knocked free loose and now stolen by Calfee. Kind of a lazy pass in the lane. Knocked free. Calfee up with it. She struggles with it. Now it's bumped forward to Beamer. She drives. Shot won't go. Foul going to be whistled against Rachel Smith, and that'll be her second. Well, that's three. Make that four different Spartans with two fouls each here in this first half.
Yeah, they started to do a rack up here a little bit down the stretch. But this is where Bedford struggled. This is one player, though, that's been all right so far.
Beamer at the free throw line for the Bulldogs. She'll shoot two. First one is good. That one rattles home. Beamer 4 out of 5 from the line now here in this first half. Maggie Rasmussen will check back into the lineup for the Spartans. Smith will check out. One more free throw try here for Beamer. And that one is also good. So she hits them both. All of her points here in the first half, all 5 of them from the free throw line. And we've got a timeout here on the floor. 20-14. Just under 2 minutes to go in the first half. Spartans lead it back in 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
Egg Crate Antiques LLC wishes Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton girls good luck. Save Iowa summers. Contact your schools and local legislators today. Just like the girls work hard in basketball and in school, let's make the whole state work hard to create more revenue to add to educational funding through the prime months of traveling with Iowa Tourism. This message from the Egg Crate Antiques, LLC. Go Spartans!
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Des Moines. Spartans with the basketballs. They inbound on the backside, and they'll work it up the floor now. Long pass ahead. It's going to be Schultes to the front court. She'll fire it all the way across. Tough pass taken by Anderson. Lob down low. Left side bank shot up and good underneath. Keely Nelson, freshman with her first basket of the ball game. It's 22-14. Bedford back the other way now. Spartans have an 8-point lead. Mogler down low. Now to Calfee. She'll turn, drive the right side, forces one up and in off the glass. Calfee just put her head down and took off toward the free throw lane and banks one home with a single hand. And it's a 22-16 game. Spartans lead is 6. Out top, Schultes with it now for Exira EHK. Right side it goes into the corner. Burmeister with it. She'll turn and look at the arc. Now fire one up, and they're going to hit her for steps. It went in, but it won't count. Shuffled the feet, trying to get herself set at the three-point line, and they call a turnover.
Those are always close calls, and we've seen it both ways throughout the year. As some officiating crews will really look hard at that, and some will kind of let that go.
Basketball up the floor. Bedford far side. Ball tipped, and we've got a foul call. Aggressive defense. Mara Burmeister tried to sneak in and tip that ball away.
Well, a lot of fouls here on the Spartans, but I guess at least they're spreading them out.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say every one of their starters has two fouls, but that's not true. Kennedy Madsen off the bench has two, and Rose Anderson, who started, has just one. 1:02 left to go in this first half as Calfee goes to the line, and after three straight misses from the line, she knocks that one down. One more try for Calfee, and that one's also perfect. And now the lead is cut to four. It's 22-18, under a minute to go in the first half. Spartans work the pressure. They get it across. It's Schultes into the front court. Spartans working without their senior leader on the floor as they go left side. A three-point try comes up short by Rasmussen, picked out of the air by the Bulldogs, and now the ball tied up in the backcourt. It'll stay with Bedford, however. Ball was stripped free, and Keely Nelson got on the floor with Emily Weed to tie that one up. And Bedford will have the basketball. Spartans will drop back defensively.
Yeah, that was one of those where Rasmussen actually got the benefit of reaching her hand in going up the floor. Actually hit all basketball.
Calfee into the lane. Oh, the ball stripped away. Tipped by Schultes and knocked free as she tried to cross over at the free throw line, at the three-point line. And now a foul in the backcourt. Schultes trying to dribble forward. Foul reaching in is Calfee. That'll be her first. That's just a fifth team foul against the Bulldogs. So no free throws for the Spartans. They're not in the bonus yet. 34 seconds left to go in this first half. To the front court, Xyra EHK with it. They'll hang on for the last shot as they stretch the floor. Schultes out top. She and Anderson will play catch. Down to 20 seconds to go in this first half. Spartans lead by four. Trying to make it six, maybe seven at halftime. We'll see how this plays out. Down to 12 seconds. Cross it goes left side. Schultes. She'll penetrate. Stop in the lane. The short jumper up. No good. Rebound tapped out. It's controlled there by the Spartans, and they jump one up and in. Rose Anderson got the tap. She fires it up and in. And it's a six-point game here at halftime. As time runs out, as they throw the ball deep up the floor, Bulldogs had no chance for a shot. Spartans will take a half-dozen lead into the locker room. 24-18, Xyra EHK leading Bedford here at intermission. We'll take a two-minute timeout. Be back with more in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
Every day, livestock owners and farmers rise early to begin their day of work. From nurturing the newest addition to their pasture to ensuring the production quality of each and every field, a farmer's job is never done. Fortunately, when your farm is covered properly with Western Iowa Mutual Insurance, the protection of your livelihood is done, and it's done right. Visit Western Iowa Mutual Insurance at www.westerniowamutual.com or 800-921-1823.
At Aiken Building Center in Atlantic, you'll find a store full of pros. From the home improvement pros we call customers and friends to our knowledgeable staff, whether your project is a small honey-do job or your plan includes remodeling your kitchen or bath, there's a pro here to get you hooked up with the materials and knowledge you need to get the job done and get it done right. So look around your home, and when you're ready to get those projects started, cabinets, fixtures, paint, or the tools to get it done, get into Aiken Building Center, where the pros shop in Atlantic.
Elkhorn Pharmacy caters to your needs. They have a full-service pharmacy, great selection of healthcare needs with a great selection of wraps and braces, and they also carry greeting cards. Everyone at Elkhorn Pharmacy is proud of the Xyra EHK Spartans with their good sportsmanship, fine coaches, and their hard work. Elkhorn Pharmacy in Elkhorn wishes the Spartans the best of luck at state.
We all learned at a young age what it was like to be protected and cared for, even if sometimes it seemed like our parents went to extremes. Farm Bureau agents learn those lessons well, and they put them into practice every day. So if your Farm Bureau agent reminds you of your parents in overprotective mode, that's okay. They're just going to extremes to make insurance simple. In Audubon, call Ashley Van Arnhem at 712-563-3594 to see how she makes insurance simple.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Des Moines. We're at halftime of this girls class 1A first-round basketball game. Xyra EHK with a lead. They're up 6, 24-18 here at halftime of what has been a very cautious offensive first half, I guess. It's been mostly defense and a lot of trapping, a lot of full-court pressing, and a lot of hands everywhere that have pushed these shooting percentages down quite a bit.
Yeah, a lot of loose balls. Really tough to try to drive into the lane because both teams are just reaching in, getting hands all over the place, and kind of packing in those zones from time to time. And the outside shot hasn't been there for either team either, so that's made it even more difficult. It's really tough to drive the way these two teams play in the first place, and then you kind of take away that outside game too, and that's why we're struggling to put points up on the board. And I think it's interesting because both teams can look at this first half and feel different ways about it. Early on, we were thinking, Xire EHK should probably be up by a lot more than they were early. They had control of the game early on. We're forcing some turnovers, but then you look at the other side for Bedford, and well, they could have took advantage of being a little bit better at the free throw line to be a little bit closer here at half as well. So both teams, I think, are going to feel good about a few things, but there's a lot to improve on here in the second half.
Yeah, the shooting percentages are not all that terrific, and we'll chronicle that here in the first half as we continue our halftime portion of our broadcast here today. The turnovers, the rebounding numbers are pretty impressive, but that's a function of the shooting not being so hot here in this first half as well. And like you said, everything inside is contested, but the outside shooting hasn't been real good here in the first half either. 24-18 at the end of the day. Xire EHK feels better about their first half. They have the lead. They lead it by 6 here at intermission. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Be back with more in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
Grinnell Mutual and Valley Mutual Insurance Association offer home and farm equipment breakdown coverage, which is often excluded from most insurance policies. This protection fills an important gap by covering a wide range of equipment, from mechanical or electrical breakdown, like your furnace, air conditioner, large appliances, and much more. Call Valley Mutual Insurance Association today at 243-4392 for details on this important and affordable coverage and take the worry out of large repair bills.
John here from your Atlantic IV. Starting this Sunday and continuing every Sunday until Easter, purchase $20 in seafood from Southwest Iowa's only USDC lot-inspected seafood counter and save 10 cents on fuel. Buy $40, get 20 cents. Buy $60, get 30 cents. The more you buy, the more you save. Seafood Sundays, only at your Atlantic Hy-Vee. Thanks for shopping your Atlantic Hy-Vee.
When you think of a side-by-side or a UTV, you only picture one, the best one, the Polaris Ranger. But did you know that almost half of all UTVs sold are Polaris Rangers? In fact, the Polaris Ranger is so popular that now every side-by-side or UTV or four-wheeled thingamajigger is being called a Ranger. But the fact is, no other UTV on the market comes close to the speed, the durability, or popularity of the Polaris Ranger. When it's time to purchase your next UTV, stop by Olson's Outdoor Power in Atlantic or Carroll, and we'll make sure that you're getting the best UTV on the market. Polaris Ranger.
You have a long history of farming. So do we. The staff at Partners Insurance has years of experience dealing with the unique protection needs of farmers. Tall Price have protected local farm families with quality farm mutual insurance for decades. We back our quality insurance coverages with friendly local service. Call Partners Insurance today, 243-4392, for a quote on your farm insurance from someone who will be here when you need them and who knows the risks involved with farming. Partners Insurance, 6th and Walnut in Atlantic, proudly serving the area since 1933.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Des Moines at Wells Fargo Arena for first round action, Class 1A Girls State Basketball Tournament play. Newell Fonda and Burlington Notre Dame have already advanced in the Girls State Basketball Tournament as they've moved on with first round victories earlier today. Newell Fonda posting a 70-42 win over Colonesco in that first game of the day, and it was a pretty good effort all the way around in that contest as Brianna Wells had a 21-point ball game, 13 points, 10 rebounds for Aaron Gerke, also 13 points and 9 rebounds for Haley Fallon for Newell Fonda, helping to lead them to the victory in game number one. The second game, Burlington Notre Dame, a 76-60 win. I don't think they have that score correct. I thought that was 78-60 was the final score in that ball game. I'm not sure they got the final basket counted here on the official statistics, but it was indeed a pretty good ball game. Back and forth most of the way. Four players in double digits for Burlington Notre Dame, led by Taylor Hickey. She finished with 21 points, also 17 for Corey Mesher in that contest. On the other hand, 19 points for Sarah Halsey with 11 rebounds. And in that first-round game for Central Lyon, they played very well against the state's number one ranked team and the defending state champs, Burlington Notre Dame. But just too much Burlington Notre Dame in that second ball game of the day. There's one more game coming up in first round play after this one concludes. That'll be Fremont Mills facing Springville. That game scheduled to tip at 3:15 this afternoon, and the winner of that one will play the winner of this contest coming up on Thursday morning. 24-18 is our halftime score. Exira EHK leading Bedford. Take this two-minute break. We'll get you the numbers from the first half of this one right after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
Attention farmers, as if you didn't have enough to think about concerning the 2015 crop, it's time to get up to date on your crop insurance. Wayne Hansen knows you take great strides in selecting the best seeds and fertilizers to fit your operation. Shouldn't your agent fit in your operation too? Wayne Hansen at Elkhorn has gone the extra mile in the past and won't hesitate to do the same for you to make sure you have the coverage and the service that you deserve. Coverage is only as good as your agent, and no agent is better than Wayne Hansen. Call Wayne today at 712-249-1785.
With spring just around the corner, now is a good time to be thinking about a new roof. Have you noticed any leaks? Or are your shingles curling up, cracked, have dark streaks, or just plain old? Then it's time to give Jared a call at Modern Roofing for your free estimate. Modern Roofing has extensive experience with all sizes of roofs and repairs using asphalt, wood, slate, tile, copper, and steel. Call Jared at Modern Roofing in Elkhorn today, 641-431-0335.
A kitchen fire, a tree falls on your home from last night's thunderstorm, or your roof is damaged from hail, the unexpected is rarely welcome. If the worst does happen, have peace of mind with a homeowner's insurance policy from your professional Pekin Insurance Agency. Brocker Carnes and Carnes. Brocker Carnes and Carnes will be happy to tell you about competitive rates that won't leave your wallet empty. Ask about the premium, reducing auto home discount too. Plus, find out the details of valuable coverages like water and sewer line breakage and equipment breakdown coverages. Call your Pekin Insurance Agency, Brocker Carnes and Carnes in Atlantic, Oneida, and Council Bluffs.
As a crop producer, there are many factors outside of your control that can affect your crops and your bottom line. Let our experienced crop insurance agents at Rolling Hills Bank and Trust help protect you from the perils that can lower your profitability. We understand that crop insurance is not a one-size-fits-all. We will come meet with you to review your operation and work hard to come up with a crop insurance plan that is right for you. So give us a call or stop into one of our convenient locations and let Rolling Hills Bank be your trusted partner, helping protect your income row after row.
Rolling Hills Bank and Trust.
Let's check the halftime numbers for you. 24-18, Exira EHK leading at the break. As we said, the shooting from the floor, not stellar here in the first half for Bedford. They're just 4 of 14, 29% from the floor, 29% from the arc as well. 2 of 7 of their shots coming from there. Free throws, not a whole lot better. 8 of 15, a lot of missed opportunities from the line, 53%. Also on the other side for Exira EHK, they were 11 of 31 from the line. That's 36%. Just 1 of 11, 9% from the three-point line. They made one of their two free throw attempts. Exira EHK out-rebounding Bedford 21 to 13 here in the first half, including a 10 to 3 edge on the offensive glass. Turnovers are nearly even, 12 for the Bulldogs, 11 for Exira EHK. The Spartans' largest lead was 9. Bedford's not had a lead in this basketball game yet. You want to take a look at the individual numbers?
Yes, for the first half here for the Bulldogs, they were led by 7 points from Callie Calfe there in the first half, 5 points for Fallon Beamer, 3 points for McKenzie Jackson, 2 points for Callen Bond, and one chipped in by Charissa Mogler there in the first half, 8 of 15 from the free throw line, as I mentioned. For the Spartans, 7 points for Rachel Smith, 5 points for Sophia Peppers, 4 points for Rose Anderson, and 4 for Maggie Rasmussen. 2 apiece chipped in by Keeley Nelson and Kennedy Madsen there in the first half as they were 1 of 2 from the free throw line. So let's look at the individual scoring here from the first half. 24-18, Spartans leading here after the first half of play over the Bedford Bulldogs. And the horn is sounded. We're ready to get the second half started. Both teams back out onto the floor. And it will be Spartan basketball here to start the second half. They'll be working from right to left as we sit across from the scorer's table here, Wells Fargo Arena. Spartans will have, looks like they're starting five out there on the floor. Rachel Smith, Maggie Rasmussen, Mara Burmeister, Rose Anderson, and Sophia Peppers. As they will inbound here, and Rachel Smith will start it off running the point. Bedford settles back into that 2-3 zone. They work it right down on the block to Peppers. She missed the shot, though, and the rebound tapped in the air, controlled by Bedford. Bedford will run the floor over right side to Beamer. She's going to drive, going baseline, curling in, running scoop shot, threw it kind of behind her back as she spun to the basket and missed it. Rebound pulled down by Peppers for the Spartans. Now they'll run the floor. Here's Rachel Smith on the left side, crossing over, jumping through traffic, shot in the lane, too strong. Rebound right back to Smith. She'll go left side, shot up no good, but she's fouled. She'll go to the line here to shoot two. And I believe that foul is going to be against Calfee. That would be her second. Nope, looks like they're going to call that against Mackenzie Jackson instead. Oh, they do call it on Calfee. I thought he signaled wrong there to the bench. So Calfee.
He did signal 23, yeah. But they whistled on 25.
Free throw up and good there by Rachel Smith as she makes the first. One more coming now here for the senior leader here for the Spartans. And that one's on the way and good as well. Straight through true on both. And it's now a 26-18 advantage here for Exira EHK. First points of the second half of the Spartans. Left corner shot there on the baseline for Bedford missed. Rebound, though, by the Bulldogs. And a shot partially blocked there. Another rebound and a putback. This time it's good by Bond. Weed had missed the previous shot. Bond got it back and put it home. Up the floor now, Smith will dump it down to Peppers. Open on the block. Banker too strong, though. Rebound pulled down by Bedford. They'll throw it up ahead here to Beamer on the run out. Going left side against Smith. Missed the layup. Rebound taken by Burmeister. Now the Spartans want to run. They'll throw it up ahead to Anderson. She'll kick it back out to Rachel Smith, and now she'll slow it down. Smith off to Anderson on the right side as they set up the offense. In the corner, Burmeister looking on the block, now back outside. They'll work it around. Here's Smith inside. Steps in, jumper on the way, rolls off the rim. Pepper's got the board, but she went right over the top that time of Emily Weed, and she'll pick up the foul. That'll be number three on Sophia Peppers.
Yeah, a freshman mistake. You've got to get yourself underneath while that ball's dancing on the rim. Don't just try to measure it and jump from where you are.
Madsen will come in. Peppers will come out with that third foul. The Spartans will back in here to their half-court defense. And up the floor, Calfee will bring it here for Bedford. Left side to Jackson on the arc. Jackson bounces it down low. Picked up and put back outside to Jackson. Now up top, Beamer. Beamer on the deck for one dribble. Back over to Calfee. She'll dribble here to the free throw line. Cut off there. Stops and looks at the basket. Now throws it over to Beamer. Beamer behind the back dribble. Gets behind Burmeister, but then lost the handle on the ball. And it's taken away from her. Madsen comes up with it. And she'll throw it off here to Rasmussen. Up the floor now. And Rachel Smith will key the offense. Spartans spread the floor. Rachel Smith thought about the three. Dumps it right side instead. In the corner, Rasmussen, now in the middle of the lane to Burmeister, flying in, got it, puts it up and banks it in. Burmeister right through traffic, that's her first bucket in the game.
That's hard to believe, as active as she's been.
Yeah, she's been all over the place, but hasn't gotten one to fall until that one. Now Jackson going to try to answer with a three on the other end from the top of the key, missed it. Rolls out, here's Burmeister with the board in the run-up. Off to Rachel Smith, she'll fake, go into the lane, drive in, up and good with the short jumper. They're getting to the right spots right now here for the Spartans, and they lead it now here by 30-20.
Biggest lead of the ball game.
Crossover for Calfee. She'll dump it to Jackson on the left wing. One dribble, and now it's tipped, stolen. Rachel Smith the steal, up ahead. Anderson out in front of the pack. She's going to be fouled hard by Beamer, and she'll go to the line here to shoot two.
That was a hard foul. Two hands slapped down, but she was going for the ball, so it's not any kind of an intentional foul.
I guess they tell you sometimes, make sure they're not going to make it, and she sure did.
She covered.
Two shots for Rose Anderson, the 5'6 junior. First one rolls off, no good. Substitution here for Bedford as they're going to bring Ashlyn Spencer back into the game. Jackson will check out. Schultes back in here for the Spartans as Rachel Smith will come out. Second free throw for Anderson on the way. That's good. She got one out of two. And now an 11-point lead here for Exira EHK, their largest of the game, 31-20. 5:03 to go, third quarter. Calfee driving in. She'll kick it out to Spencer for Bedford. Now up top, stepping in for a three and off the mark to the right side. They miss it by Weed, and now a ball fought for in the baseline, and it's going to be a jump ball called It'll be Bedford Arrow. So the Bulldogs will inbound underneath the hoop. 4:51 to go, third quarter. 11-point Spartan advantage. Up top, Spencer. She'll load up for a three at the top. That's off the mark to the left side. Rebound loose again. This time, Burmeister up with it. Nice job running the floor. They got it to Rasmussen, and she'll get into the lane and drive in for the bucket. And we've got a timeout here on the floor by the Bedford Bulldogs. They want to slow this down. 33-20, Spartans leading. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
Don't let an old and weathered roof degrade the value of your property. Protect your investments today. Call Corey, Dakota, or Joey at Schaefer Roofing today for a free estimate. Schaefer Roofing specializes in residential and commercial roofing. They're fully insured and offer annual service contracts on commercial roofs. Schaefer Roofing also specializes in tear-offs to new construction and can take care of your repairs. When your roof is old and weathered and you want to keep the value of your property, give Schaefer Roofing a call at 1-800-996-7321.
Back here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, Chris Parks along with Jim Field, and we've got a good start to the third quarter here for the Exira EHK Spartans as they lead it by their widest margin of the game at 33-20. They're finding some good spots for some shots here, and just got a breakaway bucket there by Maggie Rasmussen, and things going right now here for Exira EHK.
Yeah, pretty good start here in the second half. That last play was a classic example of what you can do. Get the rebound, get the outlet, find somebody running the floor, the long pass, the easy lay-in, and forcing the other coach to get off the bench before the play is even done looking for the timeout.
Bedford will inbound after the break, and they'll have it up top with Weed. Weed will spot up and dump it left side now to Spencer. Spencer guarded by Rasmussen. Down the corner, back here to Weed, and she'll try a three. In and out, no good. Shots not falling from the outside here. Madsen looked like she was fouled there. Got the pass over to Schultes. Now off to Rasmussen. They'll run it in the corner here to Burmeister. She'll step in baseline. Nice-looking shot. Missed it, though, and the rebound going to be tapped out. And it was last touched by Bedford, so Exira EHK gets to keep.
Yeah, tough break for the Bulldogs there. Calfee was just trying to reach out and look for somebody and was off her fingers out of bounds.
Schultes will key it in from underneath the hoop. Waiting now, bounces it in low to Madsen. She's able to grab it, and then we're going to have a foul whistled as she was surrounded. Thought for a second they might call her for the travel, but instead they'll whistle the foul. They're going to whistle that one against Bond. That'll be her second. Third team foul of the half here against Bedford. Smith back in. Schultes out here for the Spartans. They'll lob it in here to Madsen. She pushes it off just to get a little space, and they lob it into her, and she knocks down the shot immediately. No hesitation there by Kennedy Madsen. 35-20. Spartans are opening up here in the third quarter. Beamer guarded closely by Anderson out top. She'll throw it over to Spencer. Now in the corner they'll go. Three ball on the way from Weed. This time she hits it. So they keep going to the well out there and finally get one to fall. Weed's first points of the game.
And that stopped an 11-2 start to the second half by the Spartans.
Right side pass, Rasmussen here on the arc for the Spartans. Now they almost throw it away. Burmeister able to gather it back up. Off to Smith. She'll slide in the lane. Kick out. Anderson, three in the corner. Up, no good, short. Rebound tapped loose, and a foul on Maggie Rasmussen over the top, trying to swat at that rebound. That'll be number three on Maggie Rasmussen. Inbound will come from underneath now here for Bedford. He'll bring it up the full length of the court, and Spencer will dribble it up. Spartan slide back on into the half-court defense. They're staying on Calfee right now. Shot quickly by Spencer. Off the mark, no good. Burmeister tracked down the board. She'll baseball pass up the floor to Anderson. Down underneath to Smith. Gets behind the defense, catches it, slides in, and knocks one down off the glass.
That's a smart senior basketball there by Smith. She was in an awkward position scooping that up, but used her body to lean back in and get some space for the bucket.
In the corner, Weed with it here for Bedford. Back outside to Spencer. They'll lob it down low. Kick back out. Weed, another three try. That's short. Rebound, Madsen, and she's fouled. She had it first, and she was knocked into by two different Bedford players. And they're going to whistle that one against Beamer. That'll be number three on Fallon Beamer. Schultes going to come back in here for the Spartans as Rasmussen will come out. And now we're going to have a timeout taken here by the Spartans. 2:48 to go here, third quarter, 37-23. Spartans' advantage. We'll take a 30-second break. Listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
When you go to turn the faucet on to make your morning coffee and there's no water there, or you head out to check the cattle and you find there's not water there either, who do you need to have on speed dial? Vice Pump Service in Anita. Vice Pump works on water well pumps. They have Gold submersible pumps. They work on deep and shallow wells for pump repair and also pipelines. They offer trenching and backhoe service plus boring and septic systems. So any time of the day when you find yourself without water or low water pressure, you need to have Vice Pump Service of Anita on speed dial. Give them a call, 712-249-1233.
Back at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, and it's a lead right now here for Exira EHK, 37-23, with 2:48 left to go in the third quarter of play. Very good quarter here so far for the Spartans as they've opened up the game here a little bit. And they've just taken a timeout here to get things reorganized here as a... Looks like they send the same faces back out on the floor here. Schultes had just checked in before they called the timeout. Now the inbound here, and Rachel Smith will bring it up the floor against a little bit of man-to-man pressure. Off to Anderson. Rose Anderson on the outside. Bounce inside here to Smith. Through traffic, forces it up, shoots it in right straight through. That's her spot. They're letting her get open right in the, like, 12 to 14-foot range, and she's been knocking them down.
Well, it's working. She's normally their point guard, but she's posting high and getting into the lane. She's got eight here in the quarter.
Long shot on the other end is knocked down by Beamer. That's a three as Beamer tries to answer back here for Bedford.
That's her first field goal of the ball game.
Hard to believe. She's really struggled. She's taken a lot of outside shots, but not made many of them until, or any of them until that one. And now inside again. They get it to Rachel Smith at the same spot, about 11 feet away from the hoop. She turns and shoots one up straight in, and she's fouled as well. She'll go to the line for a chance at a three-point play. Rachel Smith having a heck of a quarter here for the Spartans.
Emily Weed picked up that foul.
Free throw off the mark, but Mattson got the board, and then she is going to be tied up. They're going to call it a jump ball, and it'll be Exira EHK basketball on the arrow. So we'll get another crack at it here. 10 points in this quarter alone here for Rachel Smith. She's got 17 in the game. She'll lob it in here to Burmeister. Burmeister driving right side of the lane. Puts a shot up too strong. Rebound Smith. Turnaround shot put back no good. Rebound taken by the Bulldogs now underneath. Calfee will run the floor this time. She'll spin into the lane. Right by Smith. Scoops one up awkwardly. Missed it. Rebound tapped out loose. Controlled by Rachel Smith. Smith will throw it right side to Schultes. 41-26. Spartans advantage here with 1:39 to go third quarter. Schultes driving in. A little body bump. They're going to call a foul here against Bedford. On the defensive pressure, Emily Weed will pick up her second. That's the 16th foul now here at the half against Bedford. Jackson comes back in. Mogler back in here for Bedford as well. Schultes will inbound from underneath the hoop. Bounce pass, nice, rotating down underneath though Smith, but her shot was contested and she missed it over the top of the rim.
Yeah, good defense by Calfee down there in the post.
Calfee crossing over now on offense, and she's going to get fouled here. Anderson trying to step out and get in front of her, and she's going to get called for the block. Underneath, Bedford inbounding now here with 1:26 to go in the third quarter. 41-26, Exira EHK leading. Inbound coming from underneath. Beamer will lob it in here to Jackson, and she'll put one up quickly off the glass and in. That was a nice positioning there for Jackson on the inbound. Spartans back the other way. Rachel Smith will set it up. Spacing the floor. And they'll throw it right side. Anderson. Anderson looking down low. Now curling around as Burmeister to get on the block. She'll turn towards the center of the lane. Turn around and get fouled. And she'll go to line here to shoot two. That's going to be against Spencer down on the block.
It's a tough one for Spencer. She thought she had her hand straight up in the air, but I think she was anticipating the turn to the baseline, and instead, Burmeister turned around to her right toward the lane and caught her leaning.
Burmeister at the stripe, and the first one is good.
Burmeister's had kind of a tough day offensively. That's just her third point of the ball game, but she's been very involved in the basketball game.
She is definitely one of those great hustle players for Coach Tom Peterson. The second free throw, no good. A rebound pulled down underneath, this time by Weed.
She's got 7 rebounds so far today. She's been very active.
Weed out front, 57 seconds to go, third quarter. They'll go to Spencer left wing. She'll put it on the bounce. Now throw it across the lane. Nice pass over to Jackson, and she was open. She gets one on the block.
Well, that's as open as you're going to get against this Spartan defense as they threw that pass across the lane.
The man pressure put on again here. Schultes picks up her dribble, gets it off to Anderson. Anderson back to Schultes in the middle. Now we'll hand it off here to Rachel Smith, guarded closely by Jackson out top. Crossing over, spinning now into the lane. Kick out the right side. Schultes long shot on the way. It's good. It's a 2. Schultes knocks down her first basket of the game here for the Spartans, and it's 44-30. 17 seconds to go here for Bedford, and the left side is Spencer. Spencer backing up, now fires it across, tipped away by Madsen. She's read that one. Jackson chases down the loose ball, though. Passes it to Beamer. It's lost loose in the lane, picked up here by Burmeister. And then we have a double dribble called here against Burmeister. She was trying to get through some tough traffic immediately after she turned and headed up the floor. So Bedford will have it back with just 3 seconds on the clock here at the end of the third quarter. Spencer will inbound. She'll lob it into the corner, tipped away by Burmeister. They were looking for Jackson down there.
Whoops, and time was going to run out here. They neglected to stop the clock after that tip out. They might actually put a second or second and a half back on the clock. It ran all the way down to 0.4. Probably ran a good second and a half to 2 seconds after the ball hit the floor. The clock doesn't stop until the ball hits something out of bounds. It's kind of like football. An incomplete pass has to actually hit something out of bounds before the clock will stop. Basketball's the same way, so we'll see what they come up with.
Yeah, I would venture to guess they're going to be somewhere in the 1.8 range if they put it back up there.
Well, you're a little low. They're going to put 3 seconds on the clock, which is a little high.
Yeah.
I would have guessed 2, maybe 2 and a half tops, but they'll go with 3 seconds.
So really only 0.4, they say, coming off on that last play. Inbound up top. Beamer lost the handle on it. Picked up by Burmeister, and I don't think she got that off before the end of the quarter, and she missed it anyways, and that'll be the end of the quarter. But a good one for the Spartans as they lead it 44-30 as we head to quarter number 4. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
When you want to go to a restaurant and have a fabulous meal, what comes to mind? The Redwood Steakhouse in Anita. Did you know that they are known just as much for their sandwiches, including their pork tenderloin, their bacon cheeseburger, their cod fish sandwich, and their steak sandwich, to name a few, as they are for their wonderful appetizers, one-of-a-kind relish tray, and spectacular entrees? Whether you're having a sandwich or one of your favorite traditional meals, make tonight the night you head to the Redwood Steakhouse in Anita. After all, it's a tradition.
Well, we go to the fourth quarter here in this one. Exira EHK has been up by as many as 15 points a few times here in the third quarter. They lead it by 14 as we head to the fourth. And it was Rachel Smith coming alive in the middle of the lane, playing that high post position that really started to make an offensive difference in the third quarter for the Spartans.
Yeah, they're just doing a great job of getting into the lane right at that high post, just inside of the free throw line is where they really set her up, and they just lob it to her or get it to her so that she could step in for a quick dribble, and she's really facing up right away to the basket, knocking down a lot of those shots. She feels very comfortable shooting that shot from 10 to 15 feet, and she's making them.
7 of 15 from the floor, 17 points, 7 rebounds for Rachel Smith, the senior, and leading the way here for the Spartans as we go to the fourth quarter. Bulldogs have the basketball as they work it out here on the perimeter. Beamer will work it around to the left side. She'll stop top of the circle and go right side. She'll dump it off for Jackson, who drives into the lane with the left hand. She'll stop, fire it across, lazy pass, knocked away, it's out of bounds. Burmeister flashing out in front of Beamer, slaps that out of bounds.
I was going to say, guess who? It's always Mara Burmeister that's out there slapping at those balls.
Out top with the basketball now. Calfee will drive right side. She'll curl, turn into the lane. The flip, no good. Foul call. She'll get 2 free throws. Calfee started right, spun, went with a left-hand dribble down the lane, tried to flip it up with a right hand off the glass, and that foul going to be on Rachel Smith, and that'll be her third. If there's any issue for the Spartans right now, that would be it. They have a few players with some foul issues here late in this ball game, as Calfee misses the first free throw. That's been an issue for Bedford here in the ball game. They are now just 8 of 16 from the free throw line. One more try here for Calfee. On the way, that one's good. So she gets 1 of her 2. And it's a 44-31 game. Spartans with the lead. Up the floor, Smith, the lob ahead. Now to Peppers. She'll slow, bank it off the glass, and good. Fast break opportunity. And they take advantage of it. It's 15 points again, 46-31 Spartans. Bulldogs up top. They run into a trap. Now to the left side, Beamer. Oh, she takes a long three and knocks it home. Fallon Beamer found herself stuck. Fire went up for the triple. That makes it a 46-34 game. And the ball's going to go back the other way as the Spartans tried to break the pressure, throw it up the floor. They threw it away.
Yeah, a little too tall for Burmeister, who was headed down the right side of the floor.
Calfee takes the inbound to the front court. Bulldogs trying to rally here. Just about a minute gone in the fourth quarter. They trail by a dozen, 46-34. Bulldogs out top with it. Beamer will drive the right side on the dribble. She's cut off there by Burmeister. Now Calfee, right corner, off the left-hand dribble. The bounce feed down low on the screen and roll. The shot no good underneath by Beamer, but the ball comes right back outside. Now Beamer will drive right side. The scoop up and good. The leaner inside is good by Fallon Beamer. It's a 10-point game, 46-36. Rachel Smith to the front court now with a basketball as she brings it across. Oh, a long lob into the paint, and she caught a break there as that ball was right through the hands of Fallon Beamer and out of bounds. And it'll stay with the Spartans.
Yeah, that was close. I wasn't even sure that Bedford had touched that basketball. They tried to, but they say it was just enough to catch it.
Spartans will inbound here in front of us. They'll lob it in out high to Peppers. She'll turn and drive it down the right side of the lane. Into the corner, dump it off Anderson. Now outside. A three-point try on the way. No good by Rasmussen. The rebound tip to the floor, and it's going to be tied up, or is it? We've got a whistle. Yep, tie-up basketball. It'll stay with the Spartans. Basketball will stay with Exira EHK. They'll have it on the baseline. Rachel Smith, their senior leader, will inbound. Smith looking to get someone curling to the basket. Instead, she'll fire it outside. That's Rasmussen, and she'll leave it now for Smith, who comes out to get it. Smith guarded one-on-one by Mackenzie Jackson. Picks up her dribble, fires it far side, and threw it away. It's out of bounds. Looking for someone on that far side. Not quite sure who. Somebody ducked out of the way. Burmeister tried to save it, but couldn't get there in time.
Yeah, it looked like Rasmussen was over there, but she was already headed down the right side of the lane.
Bedford basketball. They trail by 10. 6:05 to go in the fourth. Bedford out top. Calfee to the left side to Jackson. Jackson picks up her dribble. Now leaves it out top to Beamer. Fallon Beamer. Oh, stops. Long three try. Off the front of the rim. No good. The rebound of the putback is no good by Mogler. The board instead inside. And now a foul call as Jackson will go to the line. She found the basketball bouncing around and gets the foul call. Sophia Peppers now picks up her fourth. Peppers has four. Rasmussen has three. Smith has three. Fouls adding up here for the Spartans late at the free throw line. And missing the first is Mackenzie Jackson. Peppers out. Kennedy Madsen back into the ballgame now for the Spartans. One more free throw try coming now for Mackenzie Jackson. Second one is good. That one rattles around and falls in. Gets the lead to single digits now. It's 46-37. That's a 7-0 run. Make that a 6-0 run here by the Bulldogs. 46-37, a 9-point Spartan lead. Spartans have the ball front court. Rasmussen out top. Leaves it for Madsen on the circle. Kennedy Madsen, left side of the arc. Picks up her dribble. Looks for help. Across it goes. Anderson. Rose Anderson inside. Finds Smith. She goes to the rack and banks one home. Smith goes strong down low. She's only 5'10". And I say only because that might be a little generous. But she is taking advantage inside. Now long three from the left side rings out. Beamer tried to fire up a quick three. Came up empty, and the Spartans get the ball and a timeout on the rebound. 48-37, Spartans lead it by 11. 5:11 left, back in 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if when it got cold outside, all the bugs in your house disappeared? In a perfect world, that would be so. But we don't live in a perfect world. So that is why we have Atlantic Pest Control. Bill and the guys at Atlantic Pest Control will come and spray your house inside and out to help with the elimination of insects, rodents, bats, and other pests. So to make your bug world as close to perfect as can be, give Bill and the guys at Atlantic Pest Control a call today at 712-243-6900.
I'm Jim. He's Chris. These are the Spartans and the Bulldogs. And it's been a defensive battle here today, 48-37. Exira EHK leading. Spartans have the basketball as they work it up the floor. As we approach the five-minute mark in the fourth quarter, Smith drives into the lane, now stops and leaves it out top. Rasmussen with the basketball. She'll drive, dump it low. Anderson turns. The bank won't go down low. She posted quickly across the lane underneath, and she'll get free throws as Sharissa Mogler will pick up her first foul inside. At the free throw line, Rose Anderson for the Spartans. And she knocks down the first free throw. 5'6" junior, not your typical post-up player inside. And she's not for the Spartans either, but she happened to scoot across the lane and get free down low. And she makes them pay with a couple of free throws. The lead, which was down to 9, is now back up to 13, 50-37, Exira EHK. 4:50 left in the fourth quarter. Beamer left side now for the Bulldogs. She'll dump it down into the corner. Weed with the ball, trying to drive. We've got a foul call. Whistle and a bump and a foul called. From Kennedy Madsen. That'll be her third. That's the sixth team foul. So after this, the Spartans will put the Bulldogs into the bonus. Now the rest of the ball game. Drive right side. An awkward kind of a drive off the bump inside by Mackenzie Jackson. Can't get the flip to go, and the rebound hits the floor. It's tied up, and it'll stay with Bedford. So they'll keep the basketball.
Yeah, that was a really missed opportunity there from Jackson. She let the contact really affect her. Just kind of tossed it up there with both hands awkwardly.
Callen Bond is back into the ballgame for the Bulldogs. We really haven't seen a whole lot of her. She's a starter. Weed in the corner, right side, jumps up a quick three. That's long, skims the rim. Nobody on the backside for the Bulldogs. The rebound chased down by Rasmussen. Spartans have it. Up the floor they come. Across the timeline with a basketball to the right side is Smith out top. Spartans lead by 13, 4:20 left. They dump it down low. The turn, the shot, no good. Rasmussen tried to put it up. The ball hits the floor here near side. It's picked up by Anderson, and she throws it out top, and it's saved by Smith on the floor, and they're going to hit her with a traveling violation.
That's terrible.
That's a tough call. She slid across the floor, yeah, but that was before she scooped up the basketball,
yeah.
And then she tried to make the pass. Ball goes back to Bedford. Front court, Calfee with it quickly up ahead. Right side, she'll leave it for Beamer. She'll drive. We get a foul call. That'll put him in the bonus. Rose Anderson will pick up her third. Well, I tell you what, Exira EHK better hope that this thing just goes regulation, doesn't go extra time, because fouls really starting to mount on them. They already have one player with four, and they've got about four others with three fouls here. At the free throw line is Beamer for the 1-1, and she makes the front end.
Well, this is really where Bedford's going to have to get it done. They're going to have to keep trying to force themselves towards the basket, get foul calls, head to the free throw line. Didn't do a good job of making them in the first half, but we'll see if they can turn that around here late.
Now Peppers is back in playing with four fouls as Madsen hits the bench. We have 4:03 left in this fourth quarter. Second free throw by Beamer on the way. That's good. So for one of the few times here today, the Bulldogs go to the line and hit two. They've not been good from the line today. Spartans up the floor now. Smith across the timeline. She's guarded out top by Jackson. Smith picks up the dribble, looks down the lane as Peppers cuts. Bank, good, and a foul. Nice job by Peppers. Came to the high post, curled, and went down low. She gets the basket on the run down the lane. After a long time on the bench with four fouls, she comes in and makes an immediate impact. A good, heady move by the freshman. She'll get a chance to make it a three-point play. And the free throw on the way is good. So Peppers does make it a three-point play. That foul.
Number four on Beamer. That last foul.
So that's a tough one for the Bulldogs trying to rally. It's 53-39, a 14-point lead, and we have another whistle as the Bulldogs quickly try to drive as Weed down the right side took it right down the lane. That foul whistled on Maggie Rasmussen, and that'll be her fourth. So Emily Weed to the line now, 3:46 remaining fourth quarter. Spartans lead by 14. Make it 13 as the first free throw is good. One more free throw try coming by Weed. It's on the way, and it is in and out, no good. Rebound inside, taken away by the Spartans. Up the floor, long pass, open, bang. Oh, she missed the shot underneath. It's Anderson. She got her own rebound, though. Now the pass back to Rasmussen. The ball knocked out of her hands, and it rolls out of bounds. Last touch by Beamer. Wow, they had a layup try up the floor on the quick break on the long pass up the floor. Anderson couldn't get that to go. Got her own rebound, and they still couldn't get anything to happen. But they do get the ball back. Spartans will keep it. Underneath, oh, nice left side curl as they come around out of the traffic. Sophia Peppers emerges for the easy grab and the banker. And it's 55-40. That's the fifth biggest lead of the ball game. Once again at 15 points for the Spartans. Now the ball knocked away. It's out of bounds on the far side as Smith reached in on Calfee and slapped it away. 3:21 to go. Bedford will inbound near center court. So working across the left side. Weed with it on the circle. Weed will drive. Oh, and the ball knocked away on the pass attempt. It's scooped up off the floor by Smith. Another turnover. Smith to the front court. Across to Anderson. Let's see at what point the Spartans decide to spread this out a little bit and slow it down. Peppers, not thinking about that. She drives the right baseline and gets the foul call. She'll go to the free throw line for a couple. That'll be on Callen Bond. That's her second. So Peppers will go to the line to shoot a couple here for the Spartans' chance to stretch this lead, and she does as she knocks down the first.
She's really playing well right now as well. The nonverbal communication between her and Rachel Smith those last couple of buckets has just been terrific.
Second one is also good. The freshman comes off the bench. A couple of buckets, couple of free throws, contributing heavily. And a timeout on the floor. 3:02 left, 57-40. Spartans have the lead. Back after this, you're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
When you're looking for a great new gift idea for your loved ones, head to Family Vision Center in Atlantic. They carry brand name sunglasses like Oakley, Serengeti, Olay, Wiley X, and many more that would make great gifts. If you're not sure of the style they'd like, Family Vision Center has gift certificates available. They can use the gift certificates for all their eye care needs, including eye exams, prescription glasses, and sunglasses too. Stop into Family Vision Center in downtown Atlantic for great gift options for all occasions.
It's crunch time now for the Bedford Bulldogs. Spartans with a 57-40 lead. Just a stifling defensive effort here today by Exira EHK. But Bedford not helping themselves at all either. There's no defense when you're standing at the free throw line shooting those freebies. They just have not been very successful today, and it's really cost them. They could be a whole lot closer in this ballgame.
Yeah, the free throws could help a lot, and their interior defense just hasn't been good enough, too, here in the second half. Spartans getting in the lane and getting points.
Under 3 minutes to go now as the Bulldogs bring it to the front court. Left side long, three try, lobbed up and in from the left side by Fallon Beamer. She doesn't even look to see where she is anywhere near that free throw, three-point line. Was that Weed that got
Weed,
that
yeah,
one?
That was Weed. Weed that knocked that one down. Oh, now they call a carry here on Rachel Smith, trying to get across timeline.
So the ball will turn back over. And it's a 14-point ball game now, 57-43. The Bulldogs on the turnover get it back. Beamer out top, leaves it for Weed. To the left side corner it goes. That's Spencer. She'll drive the baseline. Cut off there into the double team. The pass out tipped. It's on the floor. Oh, boy, we got players all over the floor.
That was a huge collision there that time between Burmeister and Weed.
And Burmeister and Weed each going after it. Weed over the top of Burmeister, and then it was Calfee over the top of Weed, and they're going to whistle a foul, I believe, against Weed.
Yeah, they called her for the foul. She's the one that really initiated the contact, it looked like, trying to fly in.
So what do we got?
They're going to give the ball here to the Spartans, I believe.
Are they in the bonus? They are in the bonus. I'm not sure. Are they going to call a player control foul? Because she didn't have control of the ball. It was loose.
Yeah, it's strange.
Either way, it's going to be Spartans basketball. And it's Peppers in the backcourt working the dribble, trying to get the ball to the front side. Now she'll get it across on Calfee, and she'll leave it out top for Smith. 2:18 left to go, fourth quarter. Smith out top with the dribble, guarded by Jackson, but not closely guarded. Smith playing a little coy there with Jackson. She'll curl and bring it back out top now to Peppers. Peppers gets bumped and fouled. That'll be Calfee with a foul. And you get a sense that the Spartans are feeling pretty good about where they are right now. They haven't been too bad from the free throw line here tonight. They just haven't been there a lot. They're 10 of 14 from the line. Peppers to the line. And the first one is good. One more free throw coming here for Peppers. That one is no good. Dances off the rim. Rebound taken by the Bulldogs. 58-43, a 15-point lead for the Spartans. In the lane, Calfe steps across, gets bumped going to the basket, and she'll get two free throws. That foul's going to be whistled against Maggie Rasmussen, and that is going to be her fifth. And that will be all for Rasmussen. She'll have to leave with a minute 57 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Rasmussen played a pretty good ball game today. Had 6 points in the contest. A couple of assists, a couple of rebounds. Battled hard here this afternoon.
They bring in Kennedy Madsen to replace her here.
Calfe at the line. She'll shoot a couple here for the Bulldogs and make the first. 58-44. Minute 57 left in the fourth quarter. Calfee's second one, no good. Rebounded inside by Peppers. Calfe gets one of the two. Spartans with a basketball now. They'll get into the front court. Peppers dumps it off now for Smith. And again, the Spartans will work a double high stack as they try to flash someone out. Smith will dribble the basketball. She gets bumped and fouled, and she'll get free throws. Mackenzie Jackson with the foul. Spartans were going to let, they were just going to let Smith be out there with a basketball as long as she wanted to. If she got in any trouble, well, they flashed somebody out from that double high, but didn't need to. And the line is Smith, and she knocks down the first. 59-44. 60-44. She gets them both. Minute 40 left to go in the ball game. Bedford to the front court. Calfee to the right side. She'll dump it across. Long three by Weed is off the mark. Saved on the baseline, though, nicely by Beamer. She saw that one was coming up short. They get it out to Jackson, and her two-point basket is good as she knocks one down here from the left side. And Mackenzie Jackson with a bucket. Quick timeout asked for by Bedford. Minute 28 to go. 60-46. Spartans with the lead back right after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
Atlantic Bottling Company is a privately owned, independent bottler and distributor of Coca-Cola products for Southwest, Central, and South Central Iowa. The company operates from two locations, its headquarters in Atlantic and a second facility in Waukee. Atlantic Bottling Company produces and distributes Coca-Cola products to satisfy the refreshment needs of Iowans morning, afternoon, and evening. Whatever your sport, nothing tastes as good as an ice-cold Coca-Cola. And the Atlantic Bottling Company is proud to serve Southwest Iowa. Taste the real thing. Taste Coca-Cola.
Might be a celebratory Coca-Cola after the ball game here for the Spartans as they inbound the basketball and turn it over. Beamer right side on an awkward-looking toss. Just had to get something up in a hurry. No good. Rebound to Peppers. The Spartans have the basketball with a 14-point lead and 80 seconds left to go. Right side, Burmeister picks up the dribble, caught in the double team now, dumps it across. So we got a timeout asked for by the Spartans. From the bench, Coach Tom Peterson asked for time to save the possession. 60-46, it's all Spartans here today. Back in a minute, you're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
When you think of a side-by-side or a UTV, you only picture one, the best one, the Polaris Ranger. But did you know that almost half of all UTVs sold are Polaris Rangers? In fact, the Polaris Ranger is so popular that now every side-by-side or UTV or four-wheeled thingamajigger is being called a Ranger. But the fact is, no other UTV on the market comes close to the speed, the durability, or popularity of the Polaris Ranger. When it's time to purchase your next UTV, stop by Olson's Outdoor Power in Atlantic or Carroll, and we'll make sure that you're getting the best UTV on the market. The Polaris Ranger.
Minute 14 left to go, perhaps in Bedford's basketball season. One of these teams will be eliminated from the state basketball tournament after this ball game today, and right now the Spartans have to feel pretty good about where they stand. They're up 60-46. They've led by as many as 17 points, at 57-40 in this basketball game. Their lead is 14 right now with just a minute 14 remaining. And the inbound, far side, Smith has it. Rachel Smith for the Spartans gets fouled outside. That'll be Mackenzie Jackson, and the Bulldogs pretty much stuck with only one strategy at this point. Foul and hope the Spartans finally start missing free throws. Spartans are 13 of 18, 72% from the line as a team here this afternoon. Smith is 100%. On her trip this time, she makes the first.
Yeah, she's only missed one today.
Yeah, she's 5 of 6 from the line by herself. Make it 5 of 7. That one spun all the way around and then fell off. Calfee the rebound. 61-46. Spartans lead it into the lane. We got a reach-in foul going to be called, or blocking foul, I guess, going to be called, as Weed tried to drive from the top of the lane. So Weed will go to the free throw line. It's going to be Kennedy Madsen picking up the foul. That'll be her fourth. Rasmussen's already fouled out. Madsen and Peppers each have 4. Anderson and Smith each have 3. Spartans glad they have a lead. Don't have to worry about the foul issues as Weed knocks down the first free throw. Because that's how you take the whole foul problem issue out of the equation. Concentrate on the scoreboard. Weed knocks down them both, the second one in. She gets them both. Timeout Bedford, 102 to play, 61-48. We'll take a break. Be back right after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN. Hey, we thank all of our sponsors for being a part of our broadcast here today. And if the Spartans can close this thing out with a 13-point lead and 62 seconds left, we'll have more basketball for you bright and early Thursday morning. The winner of this game will play Thursday morning in a 10 a.m. contest. Get up early. Set the alarm clock. That's late for us, but yeah. I don't know what your schedule is.
Early
like.
For basketball, I guess. Yeah,
it's early for everybody in basketball. We'll have it for you if the Spartans are playing in it. And right now it looks like they very much will be. They'll inbound the basketball with a 13-point lead. Smith takes it. Back it goes now to the far side, Anderson. Anderson up the floor, stops, fires it ahead to the front court to Burmeister. Burmeister up the right side. Bulldogs trying to trap, not looking to foul at this point. The ball cross-court pass picked up now by Peppers. Peppers out at center court, almost lost it. And an over-the-back. Whoa, an over-and-back call now.
Tipped. It shouldn't have been.
Yeah, that's a bad call. As Weed reached out and slapped the ball away from her up in the air, she reached back and got it and was straddling the half-court line, but that ball was tipped out. So that's just a poor call. Cross left side. Calfee with it. Off to Jackson. She'll fire a long three from the left. No good. Madsen got the rebound. Had it poked away from behind out of bounds. It'll go back to Exira EHK. 34 seconds remaining. Anderson to inbound backcourt. Peppers has it. She turns to run up the floor, and Weed just grabs the jersey. And that'll be foul number 4 on Emily Weed. And Sophia Peppers will head back to the free throw line. Peppers at the line for a couple. 33 seconds left in the ball game as Peppers' first free throw is off the front of the rim, no good. A lot of free throws shot here in the second half. The Spartans had only 2 attempts in the first half. A whole lot more here in the second half as Peppers hits the second. So 1 of 2 from the line, 62-48. Calfee to the front court, half a minute to go. Right side, bounce feed corner. Beamer launches a three. That's no good. Long rebound taken off the floor by Jackson. She'll fire it out to Weed. Weed will drive into the lane. The step across, up, she walked with the basketball. Weed cut through the lane. I think she was expecting a foul or hoping for a bailout. And instead, she took about 5 steps before she tumbled to the ground. Just gave up on the play. Pepper's backcourt. Now she's fouled on the inbound. And that's Weed, and that's going to be all for her. Weed has fouled out of the ball game with 18 seconds remaining. So Emily Weed will have to leave. 9 points for Weed in the contest today. Callan Bond back into the ball game now for Bedford. Just 18 seconds remaining. Sophia Peppers back to the free throw line for Exira EHK. She'll shoot a couple. First one, good. Boy, the freshman has had a good fourth quarter.
Yeah, really good.
She's got 17 in the game, 12 of those coming here in this fourth quarter. Remember, she started the fourth quarter on the bench with some foul issues, but she came off looking for the basketball, and it's paid off. Second try, no good. Rebound Bedford, 63-48. Jackson front court, cross right side Spencer. Spencer back to Jackson. 8 seconds left to go. On the perimeter, Jackson launches a long three. It's short. Ball hits the floor. Taken away by Peppers. That'll do it. As she'll dribble out the clock. 63-48. Exira EHK, their first ever state tournament victory. as they win it, their first state tournament trip and first state tournament win as a combined program. Spartans win it. Going away, 63-48 is your final. We'll take a two-minute break. Be back with more here in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN. Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Des Moines as we continue our live coverage of the State Girls Basketball Tournament here on KJAN. Exira EHK, a winner here this afternoon as they win it by a final of 63-48 over the Bedford Bulldogs. Exira EHK, just one of two from the free throw line in the first half. But they loaded up at the free throw line as the Bulldogs really had no choice but to try to foul in the fourth quarter and get back in the ballgame. The Spartans just did not cooperate as they made their free throws here in the ball game tonight. Bedford actually ended up respectable from the free throw line, but a lot of misses early put them behind, and then they were just playing catch up the rest of the basketball game as they come up on the short end of a 63-48 final here today. Exira EHK with the victory. Good win here for the Spartans in the first round. You never know for sure what you've got till you get to the state tournament and you're playing this type of competition. Bedford put up a good fight, a very aggressive team, very similar to Exira EHK. But the Spartans were able to get things done, and a lot of that happened with their senior and their freshman as well.
Yeah, they had a lot of players really step up big here in the game. Rachel Smith led the charge there in that third quarter, just playing great inside the lane, making those mid-range jumpers. And then Sophia Peppers followed right behind her there in the fourth quarter, a great game for a freshman. And they had great impact as well from everybody out there on the floor, really. Rasmussen, Burmeister, they were both very active defensively. Burmeister, you know, she doesn't end up with many points here, but she was very big part of the defensive game plan here in the game. And they played a pretty good overall game. I think they'll feel pretty good about their effort.
Yeah, and they should. And we're going to try to get some comments as well here before we get off the air here today, as they have a media room down underneath the concrete here. And they usually bring the coach of each team and a couple, two or three players as well. And Chris is going to duck off down there and see if we can get some comments from some of those folks. And if we're able to do that here in short order, we'll get you some of those comments so you can listen to some of the reaction here today from the victorious Exira EHK Spartans. They win it here again by the final of 63-48. Let's take a two-minute break. We'll be back with more here in the post game in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN. Jim Field back with you here in Des Moines, Wells Fargo Arena, as Exira EHK has picked up a victory here this afternoon, winning it by a final of 63-48 over the Bedford Bulldogs here today in girls class 1A first round basketball action. Good effort today by the Spartans here in the contest. Is kind of the oddity in the ball game, though. Usually with Exira EHK, you can count on them for using the three-point basket as a huge weapon, but not so much here today. They ended up just 1 of 13 from the three-point line, 7.7%. If I told you Exira EHK shot and made only one three-point basket in the ballgame, 1 out of 13 from the arc, you'd probably think they were done, they were doomed. But they actually used that to their advantage. The outside shot wasn't there. It did open up some opportunities inside because they continued to take a few of those. Got some long rebounds as well. They may have fallen behind in that category, but they led in just about every other category here in the basketball game today as they win the basketball game going away here this afternoon. Fremont Mills and Springville are on the floor now getting ready for the second game of our doubleheader, or the fourth game of the day, actually. It'll be the final game of the Class 1A first-round portion of the tournament. There'll be three more games coming up yet today in Class 2A. Now, the semifinals are now set in Class 1A as Newell Fonda will play an 8:30 contest on Wednesday night. They'll play top-ranked Burlington Notre Dame. Both those teams were winners earlier today. Newell Fonda beating Colonesco 70-42 to start this tournament this morning. And Burlington Notre Dame followed that up with a 78-60 win over Central Lyon. Exira EHK just punched their ticket to the semifinals as the Spartans picking up the win, 63-48 over Bedford. And the Spartans will face the winner of this Springville-Fremont Mills contest, which gets started here next. As I mentioned, the 8:30 contest, Newell Fonda versus Burlington Notre Dame. That'll be Wednesday night, 8:30. And then the other semifinal in 1A, the Spartans facing the winner of this game. That'll be bright and early Thursday morning at 10 a.m. We'll have that game for you here on KJAN. We'll be on the air at 9 o'clock in the morning with the pregame portion of our show. We'll have that action for you on Thursday. Let's take a look at some of the team statistics from this basketball game here this afternoon. As Exira EHK ended up shooting 42% from the floor. They were 23 of 55 from the floor. 42% from the field goal range for the Spartans. On the other side, Bedford, just 29% from the floor. They were 13 of 25. They shot 10 fewer attempts and made 10 fewer baskets. They were better at the three-point line. Bedford hit on 6 of their 23 tries. That's 26%. Exira EHK, on the other hand, as we mentioned, 1 of 13. That's just 8% from the three-point line. Now, free throws were mostly a wash by the time the game was finished. Bedford was 16 of 27, 59%. And the Spartans were 16 of 24, 67%. But the reality is Bedford shot and missed a lot of those free throws early in the ballgame. A lot of those in the first half and early in the fourth quarter before they started to knock some of those down. And for the Spartans, they didn't do much at all from the free throw line in the first half, just 1 of 2. But in the second half, especially in that fourth quarter, they were stellar as they put the game away and kept that lead from the free throw line. Rebounding very much in favor of the Spartans here this afternoon, as Exira EHK out rebounding Bedford 43-32, an 11-point edge in rebounding here in this ball game today. 17-12 edge on the offensive glass. Spartans had 17 offensive rebounds, 26 on the defensive side, 12 offensive rebounds for Bedford, 20 on the defensive glass. Turnovers were pretty much a wash. Bedford had 19, Exira EHK with 18 here in the basketball game today. So those are your team numbers for you here in this contest today. We'll take a two-minute break. We'll take a look at some of those individual stats here this afternoon. Exira EHK a winner, 63-48 over Bedford. Back in a bit. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN. Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Des Moines as we continue our live coverage of the State Girls Basketball Championships. Fremont Mills and Springville getting set for the fourth and final game in the first round of the 1A tournament. They're on the floor right now getting themselves loose and ready for the basketball game. They're just about 5-6 minutes away from the opening tap of that contest. In the meantime, let's take a look at some of the final individual numbers for you here in the ball game today. Get you some of the raw numbers from the basketball game this afternoon. For the Spartans, Exira EHK, two players in double digits today, led by the senior and the freshman. Rachel Smith led the way. She had 22 points in the basketball game, 15 of those coming in the second half, as she really came out of the second half of the basketball game, came out of the locker room at halftime, and put together a solid second half. As Smith really stepped up her game, largely from the high post. Usually she plays that point guard spot. She's usually got the ball in her hands quite a bit. Well, instead of working her out front, they decided to work her out top. Smith working from the top of the free throw line, taking the ball at the high post, working her way inside as she picked up 22 points to lead the way here in the contest today for the Spartans. Also with a big second half, Sophia Peppers. She had 17 points in the basketball game here today. 5 of those in the first half, nothing in the third quarter, and a dozen in the fourth quarter. She came off the bench after sitting with 4 fouls, and she came off the bench like her hair was on fire. She was active very much down low. As she worked the ball down low on the block, was able to get several opportunities to work out for inside, and Peppers, the freshman, with 17 points, helping to lead her team to this win here today. There were 8 players in total scoring points here today for Exira EHK. Others on the scoreboard include Rose Anderson. She finished with 7, also 6 points for Maggie Rasmussen before fouling out late. 4 points for Kennedy Madsen off the bench. She played strong inside. 3 points for Mara Burmeister, and 2 points in the contest also off the bench for Keely Nelson, as a bunch of players contributed in a lot of different ways here for Exira EHK to this victory this afternoon. On the other side, the Bedford Bulldogs had 2 players in double figures as well, but they only ended up with 6 players on the score sheet. Just not enough help in the contest here today for the Bulldogs to have a chance to rally in this one. 15 points by Fallon Beamer. She leads the way today for Bedford, also in double digits. 10 points for Mackenzie Jackson. 9 points apiece for Emily Weed before she fouled out late. And also Callie Calfee with 9 points in the ballgame. Callan Bond had 4. And Sharissa Mogler with 1 here today for the Bulldogs. It was a 12-4 lead for the Spartans after the first quarter. It was 24-18 at the half. It was 44-30 after 3. And 63-48 is your final. Biggest lead of the ballgame with 3:02 remaining, 57-40. A 17-point lead for the Spartans. The Bulldogs never had the lead in the basketball game. They trailed from the beginning and were never able to grab a lead in the contest as the Spartans win it here today. We'll take a timeout, and when we come back, we'll get you some comments from some of the players and Tom Peterson, the head coach, as our coverage continues here this afternoon. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN. Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, where Xyra EHK, a 63-48 winner here today over Bedford in first-round girls tournament play. Xyra EHK moves on to the semifinals. Chris back with us here at our broadcast position. You had a chance to catch up with some of those folks after the game?
Yeah, I caught up with Sophia Peppers and also head coach Tom Peterson, but we'll hear what Sophia had to say first after the game.
All right, now speaking with Xyra EHK, Sophia Peppers, and Sophia, you had a pretty good game here this first time out here in the state tournament contest. Talk about how you kind of came alive there in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, it was definitely a rush for me since it's my first time and I'm just a freshman, so I don't know. I could have done a lot better than I did.
Well, you had some players that got in a little bit of foul trouble there in the game, including yourself there for a while to sit down. What was your mindset when you had to sit down knowing that you'd get back a chance there late in the game?
I was thinking that I just needed to move my feet more because I will admit I was being a little lazy. I wasn't focused enough, I guess, and I came out and I tried to improve my game so he would see what I could do.
Well, and you guys made free throws when you needed to down the stretch as well. How important is that to your team?
If we practice our free throws every day, so we need to make sure we make those because it truly changes the game with how it goes.
Well, obviously an awesome feeling here to get here in the first place, but then to win a game, you know, what's the feeling like now?
It's definitely a rush for me here. It's such a nerve wrack. I'm happy that we're here. It's my goal since I was a little kid.
All right, and I guess what do you guys focus on now here as you turn around? Of course, you'll have to wait to see who you play here this next game, but what's the mindset?
We have to make sure that we play a lot better than we did today because we can do a lot more. We need to focus on the main players and how to stop them and block out, so it'll be good.
All right, well, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you.
And that was a word there for you from Sophia Peppers, a freshman for Xyra EHK, and we also had a chance to catch up after the ball game as well with Xyra EHK head coach Tom Peterson as he talked about what his team did here to get the victory.
All right, now speaking with Xyra EHK head coach Tom Peterson. Coach, hard-fought ball game, but you guys really played pretty well overall. It started to make a run there, especially in that third quarter, and got some leadership from Rachel Smith when you needed her to get going there in that third quarter to break the game open a little bit.
Well, you know, they had to change defenses there. I think they went in, they went to man-to-man. They went from their 1-2 to a 2-3 zone, and then they went to man. And I thought maybe we could exploit something there on the inside. We got up to, I think, 3 trips in a row. You know, and she was able to make some shots there. But, you know, it's I'm just proud of the gals. Like you said, we didn't play our best. There's just shots aren't going. You know, if you make 3 or 4 of those, it changes a lot of things. But, you know, I'm hoping that they get through it, you know, and get ready for Thursday because they're going to have to battle through that. And like I said, it's the first game, so hopefully they can make adjustments and be ready.
Well, and both teams throughout the game really struggled shooting the ball, especially from the outside. But you did a little bit better job at the free throw line, and that also did make a difference.
I think we ended up like 66% overall, but, you know, we still missed quite a few up there. I think we were trading 2. We were making 1. They were making 2. A lot of 2-for-1s there. That's not usually what you like as a coach. But you know, it's part of it. You know, it's the nerves I know that are there. I'm proud of them. You know, we battled foul trouble all game long. My goodness gracious, we had fouls from not moving our feet and for them to be able to battle through it. You know, like we talked about, we survive in advance. Winning ugly is part of it, and that's kind of what it was today.
Well, and a big effort there from Sophia Peppers in the fourth quarter, and she was one of those players that had to sit for a while, so nice of her to stay with that mindset to go out there and attack still in the fourth.
Well, you know, she has to. For us to be successful, you know, and Kennedy did a good job coming off the bench once again to provide a spark. You know, but Sophia's got to be, she has to do that. We have to get the ball to her on the inside because it's the inside-outside.
All right, now speaking with Xavier HK head coach Tom Peterson.
And lost the end of that there for you, but Coach just talked about, you know, really telling his team to focus here on this this next game, just to play better than they did. He really didn't have an emphasis as far as the facet of the game that they needed to be better at, but just to play overall better basketball to get to the semifinal round. But, you know, very impressed with them to get the chance to even get to this point. You know, not a lot of people can say they were state semifinalists, so he's got his team where they want him to be and need to keep playing better here as they move on to the next round and what should be another tough opponent.
Yeah, absolutely. One of these teams, they just tipped the ball game off. The Knights have the basketball. They just turn it over. Springville's going to run it up the floor and try to get the bucket to take the lead, and they do. We'll see how this one plays out as the day goes on. We'll take one more break, and then we'll wrap it up from Des Moines right after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN. Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Des Moines as we continue our live coverage of the state basketball tournament. Actually, we're going to conclude our coverage here for today as Xaira EHK, a winner 63-48 here in the basketball game. Again, for the Spartans, Rachel Smith finished with 22 points. She had 7 rebounds, 4 assists, couple of blocks, couple of steals. Good all-around game, 8 of 16 from the floor, 5 of 7 from the free throw line. Sophia Peppers, the freshman, ends up with 17 points on 7 of 11 free throw shooting, 5 of 8 from the floor. She was also 11 rebounds, a double-double for her in the ball game, as she had a solid basketball game here today as well. Again, we, like I said, the Spartans, if I'd have told you before the game they were going to shoot just 1 of 13 from the three-point line, you'd think they were dead in the water. But they were good in most of the other facets of the basketball game, and Bedford just ugly enough in the first half from the free throw line to allow the Spartans to build a bit of a lead. They were up 6 at the intermission. And then free throws down the stretch by the Spartans helped to put things away as their two stars today, Smith and Peppers, stepped up in the fourth quarter especially and helped to bury Bedford here in this first-round basketball game.
Yeah, and luckily, too, you know, Bedford didn't get going from the outside really either. So that helped, you know, it was kind of an even facet there in that part of the game for the most part. It really wasn't really a huge factor. So nice job overall here by Xaira EHK. I think, you know, they should feel good about the way that they played today. They had different players step up at different times in the game than they needed to. Everybody really impacted the game in one way or another. Yeah, it wasn't the prettiest effort overall. You know, there's some things you can clean up, and you'd obviously like to shoot better. But, hey, a win's a win to move on in the state tournament. So it looked pretty good for the most part today, and they get to move on and play the next round. So congratulations to them.
Right. Anytime you get a chance to advance at the state tournament, it's a good, good day. 63-48. Xaira EHK wins it over Bedford. And again, the Spartans advance to the semifinals, where they will play at 10 o'clock on Thursday morning against the winner of this game, as Fremont Mills and Springville battling right now. They're a little over halfway through the first quarter. Springville out to a 15-8 advantage over Fremont Mills. The winner of this one plays the Spartans Thursday. And that'll be our next high school basketball action for you here on KJAN. We'll be Thursday morning. We'll be on the air at 9 o'clock in the morning. It's a 10 o'clock tip time as Xaira EHK will play in a state girls 1A semifinal. For Chris Parks, I'm Jim Field. Thanks to our sponsors. And thanks to you for joining us today for high school basketball from the Girls State Basketball Championships. And so long from Des Moines.